going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. This is Jazz Fest weekend, but we are talking about Draft Fest. This is Draft First Take. I'm Jeff Nowak alongside Charlie Long, kicking off today's coverage of the Saints and the NFL Draft Rounds 2 and 3. Saints fans, make sure to get out to Hooters of Metairie on Veterans Boulevard for all the live action of the draft, plus all-pro analysis from Deuce McAllister, Bobby Hebert, Mike Haas, Steve Geller, and the gang. Also exclusive interviews with all the Saints draft picks. We got an exclusive interview with Kelvin Banks yesterday, the Saints' number 9 overall pick. We're going to play that later this hour, but in this first segment, I want to dive in on, okay, the Saints pick at number 40. Who do we want them to take? Not necessarily who do we think they're going to take, because as we know, the Saints have their own designs on how they like to build their roster, not always going after the most exciting player, but the necessary players, the offensive linemen, the big bodies in the first round. 6 straight drafts, they've spent a first-round pick on an offensive or defensive lineman, and you know the only reason they didn't in 2019 was they didn't have a first-round pick, and they spent it on Eric McCoy. But right now they're sitting at number 40, and so, Charlie, I'm going to throw it to you. If the Saints do not trade, if they do not move, if they sit at 40, who are some of the players that you would like to see them either draft or consider or look at over the next few hours?
Well, listen, Jeff, I mean, there's some really good players left on the board. I know I've said that multiple times in this show, and it's always that way, where teams will kind of have different boards from what you think, and you know they'll take a player in the first round that you thought was going to go in the second round, and then a guy falls because of it. You know, with Will Johnson specifically, I know a lot of people had kind of figured that he could potentially be a dark horse candidate for the Saints in round one, but obviously the medicals are something that's kind of scaring teams away from taking him in those first 32 picks. It'll be interesting to see how far he slides. But the corners, kind of like we were talking about last hour, Jeff, there's some really good corners available right now. I mean, he's obviously the top one. He's the number 11 player on Mike D's big board. But past that, Trey Amos, and I'm a little bit biased because he's a former UL Raging Cajun before he went to Bama and then Ole Miss. He's number 36 on Mike's big board, another top corner. Savone Revel, if you want just the freakish athlete that you could potentially mold into a stud corner at the NFL level, it's Revel. Now, you also have to, similarly with Will Johnson, you have to be pretty okay with his medicals because he's coming off a torn ACL. But the tape that he put out there at ECU, he's just unbelievable, especially how fast he can fly. Now, those are the three corners that we could take a look at. Wide receivers, really interesting here as well. You know, I think wide receivers a little bit different than quarterback this year because the corner class isn't as deep necessarily, but there are some really good receivers available at the top of this board. Luther Burden is the first one. He probably should have been a first-round pick. I'm surprised to see him in the second round. I don't think he's going to be there at pick 40, but if he is, you know, that's definitely something you have to consider. If not, if you're looking for more of the big body traditional X, there's not many of them in this draft class, but Jaden Higgins from Iowa State kind of fits the billing. You know, just a couple different guys. Nick Amon-Wari, the safety from South Carolina, another freakish athlete in the secondary. So those are the first ones that kind of come to mind.
Yeah, I always find the start of the second round so difficult because there's always so many. I wish the Saints had 10 draft picks because there's so many players in so many positions I'd like to see them go after. And that's why quarterback is tough for me because I don't know if I'm in love with any of these quarterbacks. And, you know, whether it's like you want a tight end, you got Mason Taylor on the board. You mentioned the cornerbacks. You mentioned Jaden Higgins, right? The wide receivers. There's so many great options. But I look at edge rusher. I came into this draft feeling like edge rusher, at least that kind of weak side outside linebacker that the Saints don't really have. I want to get Brandon Staley a piece to kind of mold his new defense, and that's why in my mock draft I ended up with an edge rusher at number 9. Saints went offensive tackle. I still feel like edge rusher is that prospect that I want to add, and there's two still on the board that I think should have gone in the first round. One of them is Mike Green. You know, there's some character concerns. Obviously, there's some things that came out at the combine that, you know, teams might have some red flags on if they didn't maybe vet those as well as they might want to. You might stay away from him. So he's a tough one. But Mike Green is an excellent, excellent outside linebacker prospect. And so if you're looking for a safer prospect, Donovan Ezeraku out of Boston College, you're talking about the number 1 and 2 players in the NCAA in the entire nation in terms of total sacks last year. So if you're looking for, you know, we talk about, oh, production. You know, we're tired of these developmental guys who didn't produce in college. That is not the case for Mike Green or Donovan Ezeraku. So, you know, I think it's really a question, hey, do you want a quarterback? Do you feel like you have a quarterback of the future? Because if you do, you have to go get him. But if you don't, if it's a question, if you're kind of just trying to take a shot because you feel like you need to take a shot, I would much rather see them just continue to build up their roster. And I think you do that through the lines and you do that with one of these edge rushers personally.
So here's an interesting tweet from Daniel Jeremiah from earlier this morning. NFL Network draft guru had kind of posted that the early run in round two is going to be on receivers and edge rushers. So to your point, if they want to get one of those guys, probably do it at 40 and not have to worry about pick 71 and then later on 93. It's just super interesting. I'm not entirely sure that Mike Green or Donovan Ezeraku are going to be there at pick 40, kind of similar to some of the other prospects that I was just listing off. We'll have to see, but I'm right there with you. If either one of them is on the board, that's going to be really, really hard to pass up. They're both super, super talented with a ton of production at the college level. You know, defensive tackle is going to be interesting. There's going to be a run on interior defensive linemen at some point today. Maybe it's kind of later in round two into round three. Same thing with the running back position. So defensive tackle, maybe one of the first ones off the board will probably be Darius Alexander from Toledo.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Who's just an NFL-ready guy. He's an older prospect, and that's probably why he wasn't a first-round pick. But he was really impressive in the pre-draft process. You know, if you're talking about the running backs, I was a little bit surprised that Trevion Henderson didn't get selected in round one. He's going to get selected early on round two. His teammate, Quinshon Judkins, will join him right there as well. And then the run on running backs will definitely start. So defensive end is definitely something to keep an eye on. Corner, as I kind of mentioned, is really what I'm targeting with the 40th overall pick. But don't be surprised if there's very soon a run on defensive tackles and running backs as well.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of positions where the first one comes off and suddenly, you know,
everyone's
the position
get
starts
on.
To disappear.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're trading, I'm assuming the Browns aren't going to trade. I'm assuming the Browns are going to take a quarterback. If you're trading up to 33, who would it be for? Like if you saw a guy on this list and you were like, I'm going to go put my lot in. I'm making sure I'm getting that guy. Kind of like the Saints did with Kool-Aid McKinstry last year. They didn't trade up all the way to 33. They traded up to 35 from, I want to say, 41. Who would be your target, your top target?
If you're comfortable with his medicals, it would be Will Johnson. I think clearly, the corner from Michigan. If not, and you think that there's some issues there with his knee and you don't want to take that risk and you're trading up to 33 to get that guaranteed stud, Luther Burden from Missouri would be my pick.
All right, yeah. You know, and I think it's just funny because there's so many different routes. And that was the case in the first round, too. I mean, I think this is a really unique draft, and it didn't have the top-end talent that maybe we've seen in past drafts. But you get from, like, the 15th pick to the 50th pick. And every single player feels like a potential impact guy. I do want to hit the quarterbacks one more time. You know, Tyler Shuck is a guy that I feel like has been overlooked and underlooked and then also talked about a little bit too much at the same time. It's a weird situation. He's a guy that's been in college forever. He was actually a teammate of Juwan Johnson all the way in 2018 at Oregon. It's just kind of fascinating because of COVID, because of injuries, because of redshirt seasons, he was able to stay in college forever. He will be 26 by the time next season starts. But at the end of the day, I feel like quarterback is the one position, maybe obviously specialist, but that the age doesn't matter to me. Because if you get to a point where the age matters, it's because you're onto a second contract. And if you're onto a second contract, he was good enough for you to sign him to a second contract.
Right.
And if he's going to be good enough to be your starter, then you want to take him. So I just find him really fascinating. Kid out of Louisville, he's had injuries that might scare some people off, but they weren't soft tissue injuries. They weren't ligament injuries. They were, you know, broken collarbone. I believe it happened twice. He had a broken tibia in his leg, you know, or maybe it was a fibula. I don't know. It was a broken bone in his leg. And so those injuries don't scare people off the way that, you know, if someone blew up their knee twice in college might. So he's an intriguing guy. I could see him going off the board really quickly here, and it might surprise some people. I think Saints fans might be up in arms and yelling who if he did land with them. But you know, I just think he's a guy that a lot of people overlooked in this process, but teams are very high on. It's the opposite of Shedeur Sanders, where everyone was talking about him all the time, but teams weren't as high on him as kind of the narrative was around him.
Yeah, so once again, I don't want to reach for a quarterback if I'm the Saints. And there are all these really stout prospects still on the board for one reason or the other. And then once you get to pick 40, you know, we'll see how those first eight picks really go, because it's going to be interesting to see what – I mean, Cleveland has two of them, so maybe they take Shedeur off the board with one of those two picks, and then we're having a little bit of a different tune about the quarterback stuff, because are you really forcing yourself to take QB at pick 40, or can you just potentially wait till later? I know that all the buzz was that they did all this research on this quarterback class and that they're going to take one at some point. But just with all this talent still left on the board, Jeff, I just don't want to force a quarterback at pick 40. I would rather, like you were just mentioning with this entire exercise, go after one of these talented players, whether that be defensive end, whether that be corner, either receiver. There's just some holes that this team has to fill. And I think, yes, quarterback is definitely a huge question mark, especially with what's happened with Derek Carver the past couple weeks. But at the same time, I just don't want to reach.
Yeah, and I think the Browns are going to kind of decide for us whether – this becomes a round where we talk a lot about the quarterbacks or we kind of are in a holding pattern. Because if they go off the board at number 33 and take Shedeur Sanders, I think a lot of teams are going to follow suit behind them. The Rams are a really interesting team. They picked up some extra assets yesterday, trading out of the first round. So they have all the ammunition they need. If they want to go grab one of these quarterbacks, they could trade up to 33 or 34. So it's going to be really fascinating. You, the listener, tell us what you think. If you want a quarterback, which quarterback do you want? If you don't want a quarterback, what player do you want? What position do you want? Let us know on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. It's 504-260-1870. We got two rounds to go through today, three Saints picks, assuming nothing changes. Stick around for more of Draft First Take, followed by the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest coming up at 6 o'clock live from Hooters of Metairie over on Veterans Boulevard. We're going to come back, talk more about Kelvin Banks here, an exclusive interview with the Saints' number 9 overall selection. Don't miss it. I'm Jeff Nowak. He's Charlie Long. This is WWL.